Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2669.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain this influence.
I have to say, my high school Latin teacher. It's kind of like an older male that I had around me for like 3 or 4 years, and I didn't look up to my father much as a father figure, so I kind of identified with, you know, other people growing up.
What do you aspire to be?
A responsible, dependable human being, I suppose.
How would you describe yourself?
I learn well and adapt, or at least I hope I do, or I try to.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My mother really instilled in me the sense to, if you're doing something, to put forth the full effort to do a good job, and I hope to pass that on, I suppose.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
I suppose when I'm doing something in a group, I'm usually, as we're doing it, I make like critical comments as to like how to improve on how to do that thing that we're doing, or I try to give my opinion as to how best to go about doing things when around other people when I'm doing it with them. So
how did you develop this attribute?
I don't know, it's just if I'm around other people and like I know something that they don't like, as they're doing something wrong, I just want to correct them because I think that's the right thing to do. Not in like any bad sense, like it's something against your character, but you know, just it helps everyone out in the end. So
tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I usually treat my little sister or my mother, go into a restaurant. It's usually what I do.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this one was so special.
I don't have any cherished present because people that always gave me gifts always like misjudged or whatever. I'm not a very picky person, but just the things I received just weren't that important to me. So I guess that's good in some respects because I never had any like emotional attachment to any gifts I received. So the answer would be I just haven't received any really good gifts.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I liked going to the woods around my neighborhood. It was most fun the first time, like not knowing where you're going or how far you're going into them. It, just that like sense of going into uncharted places, that was always enjoyable.
What is your favorite book?
Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. I like the time period it takes place in. I like reading books and watching movies that take place in late 1800s.
What was the last book you read?
The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins.
What was the last movie you saw?
The Lives of Others.
What do you do for fun?
I like to go mountain biking. I'm thinking about doing that this afternoon, actually.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk that you have taken, or ethical dilemma that you have faced, and how has it impacted you?
I vouched for a good friend of mine in college. He was like facing maybe expulsion at his school, and I vouched for him even though it didn't seem right. In the end, you know, all things worked out, I suppose. And I said, that was it. That's the only time. That's the mulligan you get.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, that you would like to interview and explain why you would like to interview them.
Probably Richard Dawkins, the author of the book I last read. Since reading it, I'm really interested in, like, anthropology and, well, I took some anthropology in college, but evolutionary biology and whatnot, he seems well-knowledge in that field.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I suppose honesty and integrity. Ultimately, one should try to strive to be almost sense of integrity and honesty.
You majored in geography. When did you first become interested in this field?
Say in high school, because I liked social studies a lot. I liked studying other parts of the world. So if I was going to go to college for 4 years, I didn't want to do something just because I thought it was made sense professionally or something. So I just wanted to do something I deemed interesting. So geography made sense. It's a lot like social studies, and studied history as well. So kind of wrapped itself into a bundle.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Getting a good, stable job, I suppose.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I like graphic designing, but they don't pay very well, as I understand, so something in that nature, but higher paying, I guess. I like expressing myself, visually. I was kind of an avid drawer when I was a teenager, but haven't done that for a while, so I'd like to do that again.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I suppose, one that isn't really cliched, like dinner and a movie kind of thing. Probably going to some place cute or something, like some kiddie amusement park or something.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Probably someone that can take initiative. She doesn't always have to ask. She doesn't fall into the traditional role where they always ask their male counterpart for what to do. So on an even keel.
What is the nicest thing you can do for your significant other?
I suppose if they have some cherished childhood memory come up, some way to reintroduce that, maybe for a birthday or something.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
It seemed like I could help some people out and get paid for it, so it's volunteering, but not really.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2669.